It's Guys Guy Radio. Here's your host, Robert Manny.
Welcome to Guys Guys Radio. This is your host, Robert Manny, welcoming you to the show where men and women can be at their best and everyone wins. Guys Guys Radio. We're here to inform you, inspire you, empower you, and get you to think, feel, and who knows, maybe even act by virtue of the journeys, stories, experiences, and insights of the guests I bring you each and every week to the show. And once again, this week is no exception. Today, we're going to talk about how to succeed, if you're a guy, how to succeed in understanding and dating women over 50. And for all the guys out there and the guys who are entering, or whether they're boomers or millennials or kind of getting to the 50 age and past that, do you really think you understand women, how they think, what they want, how to connect with them, how to build a meaningful relationship with them? Have you changed your thinking over time? I know so many boomer guys who they think exactly the way they did when they were in college. They behave exactly the way they did when they were in college. They've worked hard. They've made money. They go out. They have their steak dinners, their bourbon. They've got their nice car and house. Fantastic. But do you really, have you really taken the time to adapt and evolve and understand the wonderful partners you have or may want to have out there? And I know a lot of people have been married, divorced, or some guys have never gotten married, and that's not that uncommon. It took me till over 50 to get married, but I'm glad I waited, and I've been married 14 years now, so very pleased about that because I waited, and it turned out to be a really good choice. But everybody's situation is different. But the point is, you know, every day is another day on a journey, and every day is a learning experience, and men and women are not so different. We really need to learn from each other because over time, over the years, people change. And we want to keep up with that. We want to be respectful and we want to listen. And we don't want to just solve other people's problems. It's easy for guys to say, oh, what's happened at work? And, oh, well, did you try this? Did you do that? It's not about fixing the car, fixing the engine for the women. It's about listening and supporting and active listening. And we're going to get into all of that with my special guest, Silke Schwarzkopf. Silke is the host of the very successful YouTube show, Second Act TV. It's all about issues, dating, relationships, and more and more and more stuff for people over 50. The audience on Silke's show is surprisingly mixed between men and women and everybody else. And it's a terrific show. Silke's a terrific guest. She's gathered so much information by her interviews with so many dating experts, men, women. I am a regular contributor to the show, so you can catch me on Second Act TV on YouTube on a regular basis. And I love having Silke back to our show to get into relationship issues and as we age. Because, listen, the bedrock of Guys Guys Radio and Guys Guys the brand has began with my source material, which is my novel, The Guy's Guy's Guide to Love, which is about a sexy romp through the fast-moving high-stake world of Madison Avenue advertising. It's about men and women in New York competing for love, sex, power, and money, and it's all about relationships. And that was the beginning of our brand, and we kept growing. We've been growing and growing and growing. We're going to get into all of that and more with a very profound conversation with Silke Schwarzkopf from Second Act TV, right here on Guys Guys Radio.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Okay, Guys Guys Radio. It is the interview portion of our show, and I'm delighted to bring back one of our favorite guests on Guys Guys Radio, my friend and colleague, the host and producer and creator of that lightning rod YouTube show, Second Act TV, all about dating, relationships, and all other things for people over 50. Welcome back to Guys Guys Radio, Silke Schwarzkopf. How are you, Silke?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Robert, for that intro. Love it.
Fantastic. Well,
and I have your book sitting right here. See?
Even better. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, Silke's been wonderful supporting my work, inviting me back repeatedly to be I'm a regular on the show on Second Act TV. And we love having Silke on our show. And whenever Silke graces us with her presence, the numbers go up, up, up. So we've got a great topic for you today. Today we're going to talk about, and this is for both the women and the guys, but it's really about, I want to dig into, based on Silke, your expertise and all of the female dating coaches and experts you've spoken to over the last couple of years, and also your own personal journey and your own personal experience about what men really need to know about creating a successful relationship with a woman over 50. So this is for guys to pay attention, and this is for women to kind of get the word out there and really be very clear, because, you know, things change. Some things don't change, but also things do change also. And when you get to 50 years old, it's a different experience for a guy, I think, than for a woman. We're all aging, of course, but the considerations, the way women look at themselves, the way women look at relationships, the way men look at themselves and their relationship could be very different, even though we're all human and there's a lot of similarities. But I think this is going to be a great discussion. So let's get into it, Silke. Let's start off with just a big issue for, of course, if you've been 50 and above, you've been around for a while. You've been in and out relationships, and money has always been an issue. Everybody manages money a different way. What have your experts and what's been your experience in terms of what do men need to know about women's perspective on money? You know, guys, a lot of times they define themselves by their money. I don't think women do that. But they like if the guy has money, and if he doesn't have money, that's never a good thing for anybody. But overall, I think sometimes the wires get crossed in terms of the perspective on money and how we manage it.
No, I absolutely. The wires get crossed a lot. And really the short answer to that, it just depends on where the woman is in life. You know, there's horror stories about men leaving them for a younger woman, literally when they supported, their man the whole life and they raised the kids and now boom, he's out. Those stories are true. I don't play into those or I should say support, you know, we really want I want to make myself better, or I'm leaving for, you know, to better my life. That's good for both of us, to where those sorts of scenarios don't play out. I just want to acknowledge that there are situations where it's important for a woman, if she was left stranded, to, you know, find a way to either support or, you know, and if there's a man, if there's a great, you know, relationship that could be built, if they're trustworthy, then yeah. However, having said that, money at this point, if like somebody like myself, you know, I'm by no means wealthy, but I pay my bills, I do what I want, et cetera. I could care less how much money the man has, as long as he can take care of himself. And as long as we can live a lifestyle that we, you know, we both want, or that I want, to where money doesn't become an issue on decisions that we make or what we can do or not do, because that's when, you know, the whole male female dynamic gets into play into a relationship that could cause issues. Does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems like from what you're saying is that you have each relationship is different, and you have to find kind of a comfort zone with your partner in terms of what the money means. What's enough money?
Right.
So in other
words,
if your expectations of the woman are, I've been used to, I had a rich husband, maybe he left me, whatever, and I'm used to, you know, rolling. I'm used to the high life, and a new guy, he doesn't have the money. You know, that could be problematic because maybe his expectation, he doesn't travel as much, et cetera. You have to find something that there's some synchronicity, that it works, a simpatico situation. But if you both come from kind of a similar situation financially, that can make it easier. And then the wild cards are always, everybody handles money differently, and often in relationships, and it couldn't be a relationship killer where one person manages money, they spend all the time, and the other person invests all the time, and it can get to be a sticking point at a certain area, because, you know, it's a real thing. We deal with money, you know, we make decisions about money, I'm going to buy this or I'm not going to buy it, or I'm going to buy this or I'm going to buy that. But we have to buy stuff, and money is an energetic exchange, but it's happening all the time, every day. Yep. So if you're not on the same, in the same place as your partner, you're going to, it's going to become obvious pretty quickly.
Right. Right. No, it will. And it can be a real issue. Interestingly enough, the issues tend to be more if the woman has more money than the guy. I've been dealing with that with friends, certainly very close friends, as well as just comments that we have from some regular viewers who are dating women, who have substantially more money. And they're successful men, but they're dating a woman with substantially more money, and you know what that brings into the psyche. So I don't know. That's more rare, I think. But I think the big misconception is that women, always are after money. That is absolutely not true. That is just not true. Yes, are there gold diggers out there? Yeah, of course. Are there men out there that want to nurse with a purse? Mm-hmm. Those people are all out there. We get that. But money at this point in life is not a motivating factor for happiness. Certainly not. I mean, you need to pay your bills. Yes. But that, beyond that, it's an end or means to an end. Mm-hmm.
Great. Great response. A lot of insights there. How about the need for women? Of course, men have their needs in this area also, but the need to be heard, mm-hmm. where sometimes the dynamics of a relationship are like one person talks all the time about themselves and the other person is supportive. And over time, it can be stifling. And a lot of times, the one who's talking about themselves all the time doesn't even realize that, and they could have a heart of gold, but they don't realize that they're, they're putting their partner in that type of situation. Tell us about the importance and the dynamics of women over 50 needing to be heard and what they can do to make sure that happens. Because you don't want to get into it. If you're over 50, you don't want to be stifled. It's like you want to let it all hang out at that point.
Yeah. Well, that whole, we can spend a whole segment on needing to be heard or wanting to be heard. And that goes for both. That goes both ways, men and women. I think it's more pronounced in women sometimes because men aren't, in general, we're generalizing, aren't as good a listener. So they don't even want to talk. Women tend to express their emotions by talking. Talking is just a big, big part of what we do. And if the man shuts us off, then that becomes an issue. So when you have a guy who actively listens, I think is the word that's now being used, and it just makes you feel like he's hearing what you're saying, engaging in conversation. I mean, it's so easy to do. You can almost fake it. I'm not saying to fake it, but it really is. It literally is that easy. Just listen and just, how tell me more about that.
Yeah, exactly. Repeat what they're saying. So you're unhappy about that. So yeah, that made you feel. Yeah.
Yeah. The worst thing, I think probably everybody's heard it a million times, but when, right away you get a fix, or, well, maybe you should do this. Maybe you should, it's like, okay, I'm not asking you to fix anything. I just listen to me. Mm-hmm. So just in general, over 50 or not, I think that is an issue. Yeah. Between men and women. That's probably never going to go away because we're just wired. I think anyway, this is Silke's opinion and others I know believe it as well, but I think we're just wired that way. And it's more of an awareness that you can then, cater to or understand versus changing anything, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Yeah. And the wiring could be culturally what's happened, mm-hmm. how we've been raised. It's not like we're different beings per se. I think we've been pushed to be different, more different than men and women are. Culturally, how we're raised and what's happened over the decades and even centuries to bring us to where we are right now. And a lot mm-hmm. of changes are going on very rapidly that are long overdue right now. It's creating even more chaos, but more opportunities to really be a better listener. Now, as part of that, I told a story about paying attention that my wife, before we were married, said, pay attention. That's the only thing. Yeah. How can men, I guess it's actively listening. How can they pay attention to make the woman know that he's actually paying attention? Like what we just talked about, you don't want the guy to be patronizing, like, yes, I understand, keep going. And then they're really thinking, they're reading, they're looking at their phone. right? How can men really pay attention?
Well, I think, yeah, looking the woman in the eye. I mean, it's not brain surgery, you know, it's to how to pay attention to someone. You brought up a great example right now, you know, when on the phone, like Paul, for example, he has a horrible habit of that, which is, it's because he needs to be on the phone a lot. He gets calls all day. He's in sales and he needs to respond quickly. So it's a habit that I understand, but it also goes over in the personal life. So if you are someone that is tied to their phone, be aware that if that's not the situation, or even if you can put the phone aside for, you know, just a few minutes, that right there, especially if the woman is used to you being on the phone, will tell or show that you're listening. And again, that goes for, you know, men and women too. Women are on their phone, you know, all the time as well. So it goes both ways.
Yeah, great point. And so we experience this every day. And a lot of times we're so entrained by the phone nowadays that we don't even realize that we're doing it, because
right.
Our brains have learned to bifurcate to the point where I hear what you're saying and I'm checking out to see if the Padres won last night.
Yes.
You can kind of do both, but it's not right. It's just, it's not showing respect for your partner. Silke Schwarzkopf, my very special guest on Guys Guys Radio. Silke is the host of that big hit on YouTube, Second Act TV, all about relationships and dating and everything for folks over 50. It's a runaway hit, and I love being a guest on the show. Next topic, one of our favorites that we cover is sex. Obviously, everybody has their own mechanism, their own journey sexually, and you have to be in sync with your partner. And it doesn't always happen immediately the first time that you're perfectly in sync, but from what you've heard, and you don't have to get into your personal experience, but from what you've heard about the experts, does the dynamic and importance of sexuality and sex change for women over 50? Because there is a misconception, I think, where some people think like, oh, women over 50, they've gone through menopause, they're not into it anymore. I would strongly disagree, based on my own personal experience, that not all of them are the same. Not all of them stay up like are little horn doggies like myself, but some of them are, regardless of age. And I think a lot of it is how you're individually wired. But is there some overarching truths that you can share with us that you've heard about, you know, sex and how men need to know about women's sexuality changing as they age?
Well, so it's no secret that we all change, that, you know, stuff happens to our bodies with our hormones changing for men and women as we age. And that's something we need to be aware of. You know, with men, it's ED, with women, it's vaginal atrophy. And those that can run havoc to any relationship or new relationship if you don't understand what's going on. So we spend a lot of time talking about that. I have some great videos on understanding vaginal health, understand how to deal with ED, you know, etc. So that's one. Sexual dysfunction is one part of that equation. When you ask me about libido, that's the $60,000 $100,000 whatever question it is, that is hugely debated. You know, where men, oh no, women lose their sex drive, and those are usually men that have been in a relationship for very long and they're not having sex, or their wife doesn't want to have sex anymore. Well, there's a lot of reasons she may not be having sex with you that they would not want to admit that. And as hard as it is to hear, maybe for some people, that same woman that's not having sex with you, she'd be hopping in bed with somebody else in the relationship with. And this happens all the time, where women over 50 are just re-energized by having gotten out of a relationship. And again, the same is true for men, I'm sure, that leave for younger women. So the whole losing interest and losing libido is largely tied to the amount of interest you have in the person that you're with, in my opinion.
I think that's a great response. I agree 100%. And a lot of times guys have to, if their wife doesn't seem as, you know, up for it as they are, maybe it's you, buddy. Have you asked yourself, am I romancing her? So what I want to ask about is the importance of romance for women over 50. I would think it's even more important for women are under a lot of pressure. particularly body pressures and things like that as they age. Their bodies change. Men's bodies change too, but I think it's a little more straight line with guys. You know, they're going to get the belly or they're not, but the rest of them, you know, maybe they lose their hair or whatever, but, and sometimes that can be sexy. Okay. You know?
Absolutely.
But yeah, women are under pressure because their bodies change, and guys have to realize that they have competition from the young gals. They have, their bodies are changing, so they're not going to look the same way. And it's, to me, it becomes all that more important for a woman to hear their guy tell them, you look great, not just in the bedroom if they're all dolled up or whatever, but just on a regular basis, that's important to hear, because it's an acknowledgement of, oh, he's not, you know, he knows I'm changing, but he still finds me beautiful. That to me is huge and very important for a woman to hear.
Well, again, this is such a huge subject we could talk about forever, the whole body image of as you age and what men should or shouldn't say. You know, I've had experts on that I don't even agree with. It's a very touchy topic. Very touchy topic. I think on one sense, we all change. We all change, our bodies change. But I think with the pressure that you refer to, we put on ourselves, or we allow to have that put on ourselves from, you know, externally, from what the media says and what you should look like. And, you know, the whole thing with aging, that, you know, young is better than old and that sort of thing. And there's a lot of people out there, including, you know, us, that are working on changing that. Then, you know, the competition from younger. Yeah, yes and no. I mean, the way I look at it, there's beautiful, you know, older women who are fit, these are people who take care of themselves. That if you are unhappy with the way you look, and it's not something that you can't control, you know, there's things we can't control, certain diseases, certain, you know, changes to our body. I mean, don't even want to get into the whole, you know, mastectomy. And I mean, there's so many, I mean, that definitely is a different subject that we actually will be covering very closely in upcoming episodes. But if it's something you can control, you don't have any competition. You know how many, and I do hate using the word attractive, but people who are out of shape, you know, not at their best when they're young, I'm trying to actually take age out of it and just be the best you can be, and to where you can have confidence and present yourself with confidence, because that is the most attractive, I think, in anyone.
Would you agree that it's important, though, to that each person take it upon themselves to be the best, the very best they can be? I don't mean, you know, that you have to be, you know, physique competitor, but you at least you want to, you know, do what you need to do to keep yourself. Listen, your body can change, particularly for women, but you can use the new shape that you have and sculpt it, quote unquote, into something that really works for you, and you can become super beautiful by doing that. It's like working with what you have and then making sure the guy appreciates the fact that I'm not the 20-year-old version of me, but look at this version of me is actually better. I find sometimes if I see, and you know, I look at the menu now and then, I'm guilty as charged. You know, I notice other women. I'm in Southern California. It's like Lululemon on parade wherever I go. and I think some of these women over 40, over 50, who are like really rocking, taking care of themselves. Wow, to me, that's sexier than a 22-year-old, because I know that they know what they're doing in a lot of different areas in life. And that to me is sexy.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I agree with you. And I think, you know, being the best you can be is not necessarily just how your body looks, but how you feel. You know, to me, the most important thing is you have to be healthy. I mean, let's face it. Some of us care more about outward appearance than others. And ultimately, it really comes down to what is inside. But the outside does frame the way we feel about ourselves. So in that sense, you know, be the best you can be so you can feel good. So when you go out, you feel good, whatever that is, whatever that is to you. That's what I think, you know, needs to be accomplished.
Let's talk a little bit about when we get over 50, the whole retirement aspect, the work dynamic changes, and one person might retire early. I have friends who are, you know, and just hit 70 and they're still working, throw the tie on, commute, and they're happy as clams. And I'm like, okay. And I have other friends who dropped it when they hit 60 and they're happy also playing golf down in Florida, whatever. Everybody's different. I think it's important in a relationship to have, you know, again, the money dynamic, but the perspective on what your retirement, what is retirement, and what do your retirement years look like individually and as a couple?
Big topic, especially if you're starting over after 50, that because at that point you can control, if you will, or at least have more control about who, you know, how you go forward and who you choose. When you're married and all of a sudden one of you retires or both of you or whatever the situation is, you know, it can change drastically, you know, in the household as it did in my marriage. All of a sudden he was home all the time. And it was horrible because he was controlling by nature anyway. And now, anyway, when I'm going to talk about my marriage, but the dynamic absolutely changes in retirement. And it's so important to be on the same page about what that looks like and what you want to do. To me is staying active, whatever that looks like. If playing golf every day is going to make you happy, that is your path, do it. Do it.
Yeah.
For me, I mean, I'm going to do second act, you know, until they put me in the ground. You know, well, I don't want to go on the ground. I want to be cremated. But the shows will live on. With me, and you know, I can't imagine ever not doing that because it is my passion. And a lot of people have wonderful hobbies or talents or skills that they can now indulge in, you know, given that, you know, financially you can swing it, which, you know, obviously that's a big part. But yeah, retirement, I think probably the best advice is just don't, you have to think about what it's going to look like and remain active, because there's statistics, especially for men, that after they retire within 2 years, you know, they have a heart attack. I mean, I'm not quoting exactly, but look it up. There is your whole being, your whole image is associated with that. And that's something that would be difficult. No, don't let that happen. Because it's, a woman can't change that either, again, or vice versa. We have to be happy with ourselves in retirement, or it can be miserable.
As part of that, I would think that a discussion needs to take place, or at least an ongoing conversation about, you know, not like where do you see yourself in the next 5 years, but, you know, I think couples, whether they're new couples or long-term couples, need to share their perspectives on retirement. So one person's not saying, get a job. All right. You know, that's the last thing anybody wants to hear from their partner.
Right.
Or they have like, I want to travel. And the other person is, well, we don't have enough money. And you get into those uncomfortable discussions. So I think it's incredibly important for people to have an ongoing conversation about what retirement means to them. How do they define the years coming up and how they want to live them together? That's huge. And that's part of communication. Where Absolutely. A lot of times in a relationship, and we touched on it earlier about paying attention, but sometimes guys don't want to talk about stuff unless a lot of times, in my opinion, guys are cool with everything. Mm-hmm. And if they're not, they're going to say something. And then they're going to wait for your response and they're going to listen to it. And they might give you a little pushback. And then if they figure, well, that's what she thinks, I'm going to keep going. And that's their a form of male communication sometimes, unfortunately, but that's kind of how we roll sometimes. How, as we age and women get over 50 and have older guys, how can women help open up the discussion so to get the male to be more communicative?
I don't have no idea.
And that's the question, folks.
You raise a great point. I think what popped in my head when you asked me that question is that men often claim that they were blindsided by things, especially if the woman is unhappy, you try to communicate, shuts her off. And then all of a sudden it's, oh, I didn't see it coming. It's like, how could you not see it coming? how could you not see it coming? And then if you do examine what you did, maybe you couldn't. Maybe, I, and again, I don't know what those answers are. These are, as we talk about this, this to me is another awareness topic that I don't think we're ever going to change. We're never going to fix. We just have to be aware that this might be happening, or that, as you know, man, maybe I need to pay attention to this a little bit more. Maybe she was serious here, and women need to be more direct. And I'm pointing at myself here because I have a hard time doing that. You know, it's almost like, well, he should know.
Exactly. I've been hit with that.
Well, no, maybe he shouldn't. You know, maybe he should. I don't know. But I'm guilty of a lot of the stuff that, you know, we talk about. And I admit that. I admit that freely. I'm not, you know, putting out advice and being, you know, that I don't take myself, even if I don't take it. I'll let you know, like I am right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. How about like starting out? If you see and meet or run into or are introduced to whatever, or even you're in Sprouts and you want to meet, you see a woman like looking at the cucumbers or something and you get turned on, whatever it is. What's the best way for guys to approach women over?
In the cucumber aisle?
Or maybe it's in the melon, the watermelon aisle. I don't know.
Oh, that's so funny. The best way to approach, you know, again, that's the $65,000. I think that's what it was, $65,000 question. What was 64? Whatever. It's so hard now for men because of all these new rules and you know, the are you being harassed, et cetera. It's really tough for men right now. I mean, you just have to be, I think, and we've done videos on that as well, that it's really upon the woman, women, to help men approach, you know, send some signals to where, you know, that, you know, this, it's okay. You know, I wouldn't mind talking with, and that's so easy to do, you know, it's just a simple smile, looking at the eye, maybe, hey, you know, an acknowledgement, something that somebody can react to, because approaching a woman in public right now, it is problematic. I get that. It's easier to give advice on that, like on dating sites, because everybody's there to date. You're not risking, you know, maybe approaching someone who not only isn't interested, but is not available. Well, they may not be available, but they're there to be approached and you know, and to find someone. In that sense, I probably have better advice than in real life, or IRL as it's now called. I would say join groups that like social groups, and you know, to where there's a reason for conversation. One of the best ones right now, and I'm actually doing a video on that next week, is pickleball. There's now pickleball dating. It's crazy. People are meeting, and it, like the public courts, they're turning into like that's the new bar scene. And I'm interviewing the founder of Pickleball Dating Over 50. Believe
that's
it or
awesome.
Not, there's a site that caters just to that. And you know, here you're put in a situation where you have to talk. You have to talk, and you get to know each other in so many things that you ultimately wouldn't. Competitive you are, how supportive you are, how, you know, how you see yourself, you know, can you laugh at yourself? There's so many ways an activity such as that can help, you know, form a relationship mm-hmm. versus a cucumber aisle.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Which
I wouldn't almost, I know people disagree with me there. I mean, sometimes you have a good reason to approach in in a grocery store or so. As a matter of fact, one of my best friends, they got married. They're now married. They met at Costco. She said, we didn't meet online. We met in line.
Yeah, I can.
They were waiting, and the register tape was running out. And anyway, so it caused a delay. And, you know, 10 years later, here they are. But those are more rare, I think. Mm-hmm. Maybe the advice there is, don't close yourself off to something that might, just be open, look at people, smile. Mm-hmm. And then it makes a lot easier for someone to approach you.
You know, it's interesting. And I was thinking about this because I can be as clueless as the next guy. I was online at Costco the other day in the return line. I had a broken crate, one of these big plastic crates that they sell. And this woman in front of me had the whole workout outfit on and attractive. And she turned around, she's talking to me. And I figured, okay, broken crate. And she's telling me about her broken crate that she's had and blah, blah, blah. I figured, okay. And like, I think we covered the broken crate. I'm thinking like, okay, no, they kept talking and talking and talking. And finally she was ahead of me. So she had to go off. So I'm like, did I miss something there? So anyhow, I return my crate. I'm in the store and I see her kind of in my area. And then I'm in another area and the same thing. And then finally, I meet up with my wife and son, and she kind of veers by and passes by. And I'm like, was that woman interested in me? Or am I completely clueless? Yeah. And the question is, how can women approach guys then? If guys need signals, which I obviously wasn't reading, and I'm not in the market anyhow, how what's a good way for a woman? I mean, I didn't have my ring on, and I was there by myself returning a crate, and maybe she thought, hey, he looks all right, and he's halfway articulate, maybe maybe he's in the game. I don't know.
That's a great, that's really a great example. I've had some similar experiences, to where it's like, you know, I think that he was trying to start a conversation with. we don't think about it now because we're not looking for that. But yeah, that's the way to do it. Like what happened with me was I was in the cheese aisle, in somebody that started a conversation. Oh, now do you get that? No, do you do this with that? And how about, and kept talking to me about this shredded cheese. And then it kind of hit me afterwards was that he didn't want to talk about shredded cheese. Yeah. So, but that's a great way, you know, if you're comfortable doing that, there certainly is, you know, what can you talk about with, you know, in the situation that you're in right now.
That's organic, right?
That's organic. Yeah. Exactly.
Because the worst case scenario, it's a conversation. You can be comfortable just to have, like, I responded to this person and I was like, okay, yeah, broken crates. I get it. And Costco's great about taking returns. Okay. But, you know, I didn't read the tea leaves on that. Maybe I'm just being like ego and like, oh, she was interested in me and was completely random. I have no idea, but this is, I'm a guy. So we don't, with the signals, you have to really clonk us on the head, the cucumber or whatever, to let us know that you're interested. So I was just curious as to like, how do women deal with that? Because women are so perceptive and so on it. And a lot of times guys are in there, you know, walking around in their own world.
Yeah, I think women can be kind of walking in their own world too. I agree with
you.
Can
they say? Can they say, "Hi, I'm Alice"?
No. If they want to be that direct, like I wouldn't do that. I can tell you, I could strike up a conversation and to where, "Hi, I'm Silka," would be much later. That to me would be. I would be uncomfortable doing that. And I can start a conversation with anybody, but to introduce myself, probably not. That can be kind of, I don't know if that makes sense or not, but
it makes perfect sense. I think you're completely right there. So taking that a little bit further, the topic of kind of introductions and all that, first date, where the women over 50, do they feel like, okay, he's not picking up my signals. I'm just going to ask him out. I'll come over for dinner or we'll go out together. And I'll be the, you know, quote unquote aggressor or first mover. What's their perspective on that? Like, otherwise, if I wait around for this guy, I may be waiting until, you know, I'm Mick Jagger's age.
Yeah. Well, he's looking pretty good. So I know. Who knows? Yeah. No, absolutely. Ask him out. If that's what you want, you're comfortable with it, and then you're opening yourself to the same quote unquote rejection, you know, that men have had all their lives. I didn't mean to come off negative there. I'm saying, yeah, absolutely. If it's somebody you want to go out with, you've already met them, he's not, you know, getting it or not moving forward and you're wondering why. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know what? I'd love to have you over for dinner. You know, I'd like to take this. Maybe we can talk about this, over a drink or something. Or pickleball.
Stretch some cheese, right?
Yeah, stretch some cheese. But no, there's nothing wrong with the woman making the first move and asking a man out. I think after that, that's a whole other conversation too, is, you know, allow the man to be the aggressor and be in his male energy versus, you know, staying there and being the dominant force in the relationship. But like I said, that's a whole other, conversation.
I have found when we're talking about the next step after that, let's say the date goes good. I found with the older women, and I don't mean old, but just older, more mature, savvy, when it comes to like making the next step happen, they're pretty much boom, right out there. There's no like, you know, they just let you know. It's pretty obvious. It's like, let's go.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I would say that's true. One of the mistakes that I made in the beginning, I was too much like that. I mean, I did approach first online, you know, either sent a wink or something. I mean, I was very proactive, and I think that worked. I had lots of dates, and for the most part, had what, you know, was fun. And then when we hit it off, I would maintain that, and that didn't work real well. I literally ran some guys off. Looking back at it now, it's kind of funny, really. So, you know, there again, it's sad when you're starting over again, you really don't know. You know, people say that wisdom comes with age. Yeah, in some things, yes. But I think when it comes to matters of the heart, you're kind of stuck where you left off in, you know, if for me, really the high school and college years.
Amazing. So I think that's actually a perfect place for us to leave off, because we're running out of time. Another fast, fruitful, frothy conversation with the guys, guy in Silka of Second Act TV. So thank you so much for being back on the show. I think there's a lot of really insightful comments there, things that everybody can learn. The women can agree or disagree with. The guys can say, you know what, I never thought of that. So thank you for helping out. Thank you for being back on the show. Thank you for having me on the show. And all the best. I'll see you soon.
Absolutely, Robert, and thank you for all your support. Appreciate it, and yeah, we'll see you again soon on Second Act TV.
There you go.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It's Guys Guy Radio.
Okay, that was a fun, insightful, provocative conversation once again with the friend to Guys Guys Radio, the amazing Silka Schwarzkopf from Second Act TV. I'm so pleased and so appreciative of Silka joining us on a regular basis on Guys Guys Radio to really lend some insights into what dudes need to know about women, especially when they're dating and in relationships over 50, because it's easy to just keep going along and not learning anything new. And as Silka mentioned during the interview, which I think is a key takeaway, is so many guys in relationships get blindsided and they get dumped. It's happened to me. And from the female perspective, it's like, how could you not see this coming? And from my perspective and a lot of other guys' perspective, like, what do you mean? You didn't tell me that it was too late. You didn't tell me about this or that. And, you know, it's a combination thing where sometimes women think guys should be more perceptive than they are. And they're right. Yet, because we're the way we are, it's important for women to be more articulate, more clear about, more direct about, hey, this relationship is on the rocks. You really need to hear me out and listen and process and make the changes necessary to keep me in the game with you. And that's really important. I think that's what it's all about. That's the key takeaway today, and usually all the time when it comes to relationships, is whatever type of relationship you're in, listening, active listening, paying attention. Women are great at paying attention. They pay attention to details, little stuff. How many times has your partner, your female partner, said, oh, what's wrong? Are you having a bad day? How about this? Guys rarely are that sensitized to paying attention to their partner, where they pick up the little things and are really there for them that way. And I think men, let's face it, we got to do a better job, because women deserve it. And we can change, we can evolve, because we have a lot to offer. And you know what? Guys still finish first. So we really want to do a better job of paying attention to women, and particularly when we're over 50, because the clock's ticking and we want to make things happen in a really good way for everybody. And all the rules seem to have changed, where there's so many different ways to have relationships now, and it's all good. And we just want to keep up with the game, keep up with the program, sharpen our skills. It's like anything else. First, we learned how to do computers. Now we're learning AI. You got to keep up. That's how our world works. So, Guys Guys Radio, we're here every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Time on KCAA Radio in Southern California. 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 106.5 FM, 1050 AM. The show rebroadcasts on Saturday and Sunday evenings on KCAA in prime time. The show is available on their app and all of their social media and all of their online platforms. You can catch Guys Guys Radio. But bottom line is we're on KCAA in prime time 3 times a week if you want to listen to us live. The podcast, YouTube, and Rumble versions of Guys Guys Radio drop on Thursday. If you want to watch the show, you can watch us on YouTube and Rumble. We're also on UK Health Radio all weekend long, 4 times every weekend, plus on demand. And it's the world's largest health talk station, and it's digital. So you can catch it on your computer, and you can listen to our show whenever it's convenient for you. I also write a column for UK Health Radio's digital magazine. It's subscription-based. It's called Health Triangle Magazine, and I write a column called Aging is a Choice about kind of that negative narrative we've been given on aging, which I think is really important for folks 50 plus. And also, I share a lot of things that I've learned and I've been taught along the way from my guests and friends and experts along the way to help me stay as young and vital as possible. You never know what can happen, but if you don't put in the work, nothing's going to happen. So doing my best and doing my best to share that information with you. I also move a lot of those articles onto my website, Robert Manni, MANNI.com. There's over 300 blog posts about life, love, the pursuit of happiness, all the topics we cover here on Guys Guys Radio, as well as the columns from UK Health Radio's Health Triangle Magazine ultimately end up on my website, and you can read them there. So check it out. And while you're on my website, you can download 3 free chapters of my novel, which I mentioned earlier, The Guy's Guy's Guide to Love. It's been called the men's successor to Sex in the City. It's fun, it's fast, it's frothy, it's a perfect beach read. And it's about something. It's about 350 pages long, and it's a real story, and it's got a lot of layers and subtext and also subplots to it, and some really interesting characters. We've got savvy men, savvy women, flawed men, and it all comes together in a way that I think you'll enjoy. And you can check out the reviews on Amazon and every place else. And again, 3 free chapters, and then you can pick up the digital copy or physical copy of the book where you buy your books. So we've got it all there for you each and every week. I love doing the show. I've interviewed over 700 thought leaders from so many different areas of expertise, all in an effort to bring you the best information to help you live your best life. I've gotten the education at the same time you're getting the education out there, so we're learning together, and I, as your advocate, am asking the questions that hopefully you want me to ask to extract the information from our guests. I don't like to conduct interviews. I like to start out with kind of an interview setup, and then I want to get into a conversation and think of it as, let's say I was sitting on a train with this guest and we were going cross country, or we had a 4-hour ride or whatever, and we're going to be talking on and off or just on, and really get into some subjects about what they are quote unquote experts in, and then share that with you. And then you determine, hey, that fits for me, or I want to learn more or not. So Guys Guys Radio, I'm here for you every week. I want to thank all my wonderful guests. I want to thank my terrific producer, Chris. I want to thank my strategy lead, Ryan. And most of all, I want to thank you, our wonderful audience that keeps growing and growing and growing. And if you enjoy the guests and content I bring you each and every week to Guys Guys Radio and online Guys Guys TV, please support us by subscribing to our channels and platforms. Really appreciate you. Thank you for letting me into your journey. And I'll see you next week. And until then, like I always say, guys, finish first.